Hello.
Hello, my name is Zandra with Customer Support. We're returning your call. May I have your zip code?
I'm sorry.
This is Zandra with Customer Support. We're returning your call. May I have your zip code? Let's see if I can find an account for you.
80916.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
Albert Blake.
All right, Mr. Blake. May I have your mailing address? I do see an account here for you.
Okay, it's 7960 Greenbrier Drive in Colorado Springs.
Thank you. I do see on this account that you have the account here. So what were you calling about today?
Well, I got a fraud alert to where somebody was trying to use my card.
Mm-hmm.
They called me in, so this is the number they gave me to call about this.
Okay. Well, on your account, I see you ordered a smartwatch. It's the Icon. It's a fitness tracker. You paid the shipping and handling on April 2nd. And
right.
Now today, the company is charging you the full price for the product. You've already paid the shipping and handling for the product.
Well, I refused to pay for the rest of it.
Oh.
Yeah, he's no longer interested in service and would like to cancel it.
Okay. Well, the product, this is the final charge. The company is trying to collect the final charge for the products that you received on the 7th.
They were advertised as free.
You give me an address, we'll send it back to you.
Okay. Well, let me take a look here. Of course, based on the order form, this is a call center. So we're looking at the order and how it was processed and all of that. You had like a 14-day trial for this product. So you could have called in during that time to let the company know how you felt about the products. But now that the trial has expired, they're charging you. And according to them, those charges are valid.
According to them, they're full of crap.
Well, it was a misunderstanding on his part.
There was nothing.
I missed it.
There was nothing in any information I had indicating it was a 14-day trial or anything like that.
Yes, sir. It's on the order form. I had to pull up your order form when you placed it on April 2nd, where you paid the shipping and handling of $5.95 for each product. So,
yes, but he misread and he missed the fine print or he missed something on there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not interested.
So, of course, the company would not allow me to reverse the charges or anything at this time because you have the product.
Well, I can send the product back.
Okay. Now, let's see here. One moment. Let me check my supervisor. One second.
You never should have done it to begin with. Because you didn't read the fine. You missed the fine print.
Okay, so my supervisor, of course, has just reiterated and advised me, of course, we're following the company's protocols. Of course, since you're out of the trial period, the charges are valid.
Is there going to be any other charges besides that one charge?
No, ma'am, that's the final cost for the product.
What price is that?
And what's the final price?
It's $59.95.
And is there any tax on that?
No, ma'am.
And there's not going to be anything else that's going to come through and be sent or any other charges coming through for anything else?
Any other, no other products or any other charges now. He's being charged for of course, watch and the ear pods that he's received.
Is there going to be two different charges or is that all one charge together?
There are two different charges, but your bank declined one of them.
Exactly, because we call them.
Mm-hmm.
And why
but, of course, once they – I'm sorry. Well, that's what's on the order, and that's all I can see on the order. You paid $5.95 shipping and handling for a total of $11.90 when the order was placed. That was for two products. And two products were delivered on April 7th.
In ended up on two. I didn't know how to change it.
Okay. So what two totals are we looking at? 59.95.
Yes, ma'am. 59.95 for each product.
Bullshit.
You do know the just an FYI, those are not worth though $59.95.
Well, ma'am, this is a call center. Of course, we do answer the phone for a number of companies. We're following their protocols based on how Mr. Blake placed the order.
I understand. We will call the bank back, and we will let those two products go through, but there will be nothing else.
No, ma'am.
I don't know if you're in contact with the companies that do this, but there will be no other charges that will be paid for. He will call them, and he will let those go through.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I'll make a notation on the account as well. These are the final charges based on how the order was placed.
Okay. And in your name?
Zandra.
Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.
Bye-bye.